Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is Brother Frank speaking to you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. It's always a special privilege for me to share with you what God is doing around the world. Every one of you, of course, know what the Lord does in your life, in the fellowship that you are, or in the church you attend. But we are dealing with the scriptures pertaining to the whole church of the living God on the face of the earth. We believe that God has sent a messenger and a message, not to a local church, but to the universal body of Christ. And we do believe that this original message of God's word is being shared and preached with all the inhabitants on earth. We at the Mission Center look back to a very great weekend in the Lord. God again brought people from all over Europe and from different countries. Beloved, we just share God's word with God's people, showing that Bible prophecies and predictions are now being fulfilled, and also to show from the Holy Scriptures the importance to stay only in God's Word, to make God's Word our absolute. I know some who believe the entire message, make statements, for instance, saying, "My absolute is the message." Beloved, it sounds good, but then again, are you going to tell me that a sermon preached 2 hours or 3 hours is all the way through, thus says the Lord? Beloved, we have to come back to reality, and we must do it very quickly. The message is being interpreted in many, many different ways, and every brother goes back to a statement Brother Branham made, but no one goes back to the Word of God, and that is the big problem, and that is what I have to emphasize, that William Branham, whom I knew for 10 years, I was in his meetings in Germany, in his meetings in the USA. I drove with him in the same car. I know his commission. I know about his ministry. He was the promised prophet of God to come before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. But he did not bring a new religion. He brought us back to the original Word of God. And that is where people miss the target. Now, to make sure that you understand what I try to say is this. Even those who have gone astray into different doctrines about thunders and third pull and tent vision and what have you, I ask again, why don't you check those statements and teachings with the Word of God? If you cannot preach it from God's holy Word, you better leave it, and leave it with God once and for all. Because the Scripture says, 2 Timothy chapter 4, that we must preach the word in time, in season, out of season, whenever and wherever it might be. We have to preach the Word of God. And those things which are not written in the Scriptures, we must leave with God. It's impossible to preach something that is not written in God's Word. And whoever does it, and even if an angel would come from heaven and teach something that is not in God's Word, let him go back from where he came. I say again, I believe in the ministry Brother Branham received. I know his infallible prophetic gift when he saw visions and so forth. But you cannot make every statement a doctrine. You have to take every statement back to the Word of God, and then you are sure God said it, and you can say it again. Just to let you know what I try to convey is this. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse 12, we read about Israel. And the Lord shall inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and shall choose Jerusalem again. God will not receive the Jews who stay in New York or in Moscow or in Berlin. They have to return to the promised land to have part in what God promised to them. In the same way, all who are part of the New Testament church must come into the promised word for this day. And we understand by God's grace that William Branham was a promised prophet. If we don't recognize him to be that prophet, we shall never give ear to the message. Then again, if we listen to what God has to say, we have to come back to the original teachings which came forth from Jerusalem. Just like the Jews must return to Jerusalem, to the promised land, we must return to the word that came forth from Jerusalem, to the first sermon preached on the day of Pentecost, to all the teachings which came forth right from the very beginning in the Holy Land, in the Church of the Living God, preached and taught by the apostles. We must be brought back to the very beginning, and the hearts of God's children must be turned back to the apostolic fathers. These statements Brother Branham made over and over again. To take us back, not to take us away from the Word, but to take us back to the Word that came forth from the Holy Land, from the very beginning at Jerusalem. And we believe, I believe with all my heart, that William Branham was that man sent from God with a message of God to the people of God. At the same time, I translated his sermons into the German language. I know about the different statements he made about the same subject. So, as I said before, it is necessary to take everything back to the Word of God, even Revelation chapter 10. We have to believe God's Word the way it is written. If not, we will misinterpret and misunderstand Brother Branham's statements, even his referring to Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. Very easy. He was the last church age messenger. And as there is the promise that when the last trumpet angel will sound, then the mystery of God will be finished. At the same time, Brother Branham was entitled to use that scripture to his ministry because he was the last church age messenger, not the last trumpet angel, and therefore he could use that scripture. But if you realize, he always spoke in the plural, not in the singular, that the mysteries of God would be finished. But the Bible speaks about the mystery in connection with the seventh trumpet angel, singular. But Brother Branham, the last church age messenger, revealed all the mysteries hid in God's word from Genesis to Revelation. So we see the direct application, but it takes divine understanding. And brothers, I'm not judging, I'm just saying this. It takes a divine call to the ministry, especially to the teaching ministry, to place all things correctly according to the plan of salvation. Beloved, may God bless you. And if we can be of any help to you by sharing through literature the subjects of God's holy word, please let us know. I wish all ministering brethren the special blessings during this season, and may God be with you until our Lord returns. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.